Coach Pop Fly, a bug book by Stephen Cosgrove from bookpop.com. Dedicated to my niece, Marnie Winsloff. Through her eyes, I've learned much about priorities. Mostly, I've been delightfully reminded that laughter rings loudest on the most dismal of days. As you lay on a bright spring day in a warm but windy place, don't look up into the skies. Instead, look down and squint your eyes. Squint your eyes so very tight, and if you look with all your might, you'll find the land of more than small. In this land live bugs. That's all. In the early spring, as you ride the train from Hollyweed Bowl to Bugville Station, open the window and listen. As the train chugs between the tunnels, you will hear the muted chopping of wood. Like the distant pounding of drums, the sound echoes through the hill country. Ta-thunk, ta-thunk. The chopping sound is followed by whoosh, crash, as a very special thistle pine tree falls to the ground. It is at this time every year that T. Tom's Timber Mill finds a tree to make bats out of. Not your flying kind of bats, but rather the fast-swinging kind of bats used to hit balls. For it is these bats that are best for popping bug balls into center field. Soon the air will be filled with the shouts and cheers of young bug ball players. Their laughter will be mixed with the sounds of bats cracking as the wood smacks into bug balls. Springtime. There is nothing else like it in Bugville. Like the buzzing of bees, bug ball season fills Buttonwood School with a sense of excitement. Melody Moth, Skeeter Skitter, Hickory Hop, and Bubba Big wait all winter for bug ball season to begin, and they are but a few of the many who wait to play. No one waits with more anticipation than a big, gruff bug called Pop Fly. During the fall and winter, Pop works odd jobs around Bugville. Sometimes he washes hopmobiles down at Bob Motors. Most of the time he stocks the shelves and bags groceries at Flitter's Fine Foods. But in the spring, Pop Fly gets to do what he lives his life to do. For you see, Pop Fly coaches the Buttonwood School bug ball team, the Mighty Hornets. The Hornets are the best team in all of More Than Small. They run faster than any other team to catch any ball hit. Then they sting their opponents with their bats in the top or the bottom of the ninth. The Hornets, the best bug ball team in all of More Than Small, trained by the best coach, old Pop Fly. But during the past winter, things changed. Seeds turned to weeds and snow blanketed the trees. Like a yellow banana turned brown, the bug ball team grew soft. Bubba Big, the biggest bug in school, had a belly as soft as a bowl of jiggleberry jam. Even Skeeter Skitter, the best bug ball player in school, couldn't run the bases without stopping to catch his breath. Melody Moth, Hickory Hop, and most of the others were out of shape too. They had all eaten way too many cookies, cakes, muffins, and pies. They had sat all winter on their little bug bottoms and watched way too much TV. Yes, these couch potatoes needed to be coached, exercised, and coached some more. They would have to be in great shape if they ever hoped to be the great bug ball team again. The only bug that could perform such a task was Coach Pop Fly. On the first day of practice, Pop Fly looked at the sad bunch before him. As the coach, it was his job to make them the best players they could be, an almost impossible job indeed. "You buglets are in horrible shape," he grumbled. "You're as soft as the inside of a toasted marshmallow." So this year, like every year, Pop Fly started with the basics, fitness and exercise. Every practice began with the team running around the bases 7 times. For some of the players, that was 6.5 times too many. The coach made them do sit-ups and push-ups galore. He even made them do knee bends 100 or more. He was a tough, tough coach. Coach Pop Fly. The next day and the next, the team learned to run better and better. They learned to throw, catch, and hit better than any bugs before. The Buttonwood bug ball players were becoming a winning team. They were becoming the Hornets again. Late one afternoon, a good hour before practice was over, Bubba Big started to leave. "Hey, Bubba, where do you think you're going?" yelled Pop Fly from the field.
Muttered Bubba. "Miss Bugley gave me homework to do. I'm going home to do it."
Pop Fly ran from the field and jumped up on the bench to get nose to nose with Bubba. Homework? Shouted Pop Fly. Since when is homework more important than bug ball practice? The Hornets come first. What do you want to be, a good student or a great bug ball player? Bubba thought for a moment and then dropped his books and lumbered back onto the field. It went on like this for nearly 3 weeks. There was practice before school, there was practice after school, and there was practice early every Saturday morning. Practice, practice, and more practice. While the team practiced, their books sat on the bench, the pages fluttering in the breeze. Some of the bug ball players were very good in school, but without their homework completed, even their grades suffered. Worse than worse was Bubba, whose grades weren't very good to begin with. Play ball! Shouted Coach Pop Fly. He drove them harder and harder to be the best bug ball players ever. One day after school and just before practice, Pop Fly saw Bubba walking down Better Street. The biggest bug in school was obviously not planning to come to practice. Where do you think you're going? Shouted the coach as he ran from the field. Bubba dropped his head in shame. I have to go home. Ms. Bugley gave me a note from my parents. She said I'm failing all my subjects. I'm not allowed to play bug ball until my grades get better. What? Bellowed Pop. You're my cleanup batter. Well, we'll just see about this. He grabbed the note from Bubba's hand and stormed down Better Street. Bubba followed right behind. Better Street and down Best, they marched to the big house on the corner. Together, Bubba and Coach Pop Fly went into the house. There, sitting at the table, they found Letty and Big Big. Bubba's mom and dad were breaking bang beans into a bowl. Pop Fly was offered a cup of Tinglewood tea. After a couple of sips, he said, Yeah, Bubba might have been one of the best bug ball players that Button One School has ever seen. Yep, he might have gone professional. He might have been that good. Might have? The Bigs chorused. Yep, might have, said the coach, but not now. It seems that Ms. Bugley may fail Bubba. She won't let him play bug ball until his grades get better. By the time that happens, bug ball season will be all over. Well, said Mr. and Mrs. Big, we'll just see about that. Like a small parade, the coach, the parents, and Bubba marched out the door and back to Buttonwood School. Led by Pop Fly, the three Bigs burst into Ms. Bugley's classroom. Ms. Bigley, we need to have a chat, grumbled Pop Fly.
We need to have a chat now, said Letty Big.
A chat about Bubba and his career, added Big Big.
Ms. Bugley looked up and then rapped her ruler on the desk, 1, 2, 3. No, you all need to sit down now, she said just as firmly as could be. When Ms. Bugley talked like that, every bug listened. They all sat down, even Pop Fly. Said Pop as he cleared his throat.
We are here to demand that you not fail Bubba. Better still, you need to stop giving the bug ball players so much homework.
Pop Fly, Ms. Bugley said, you were foolish as a boy, and you are foolish now.
I beg your pardon, stammered a flustered Pop. I am Pop Fly, the coach of the Hornets. I am nobody's fool.
We shall see, replied Miss Bugley. Here's what I'll do. I'll let Bubba play bug ball if you, Pop Fly, answer one very simple question. And I do mean simple. Pop Fly looked around the room and winked so that all could see.
Sure, Miss Bugley. Ask me about bug ball. Ask me how to steal a base.
Ask me who had the best batting average last year. Stump me if you can. Ask away. Bring it on. I am ready.
Miss Bugley smiled. Then she asked everyone but Pop Fly to leave the room. When the door closed, she slowly walked to the chalkboard. With a piece of chalk, she wrote, What is your name? Coach Pop Fly stared at the chalkboard. His eyes squinted in concentration. Sweat beaded on his forehead as he looked and looked at the writing. He looked at the words. He looked around the room. He scrunched and squirmed in his seat. Finally, frustrated beyond words, he jumped to his feet. That's not fair, he shouted. You know full well I don't know how to read.
Yes, indeed I do, said Ms. Bugley sadly. She sighed and said, A long time ago you and I went to school together. I wanted to be a bug ball player just like you.
My parents said
that schoolwork came first and play came later. So I studied hard and became a teacher instead. Bug ball is the delight of springtime, but reading is a delight forever. Popfly stared at the floor. He knew Miss Bugley was right. From that day forward, Popfly made sure that all the players studied every day. Just like Miss Bugley had asked, homework came first. Each day they took time out from practice to do their homework. They sat on the bleachers that surrounded the field and read book after book after book. The most important lesson they learned was that there was more to life than sports. After practice, as the sun was setting, Popfly would sneak back into school. There, his good friend, Ms. Bugley, taught him how to read and write, in which Popfly took great delight. It is the best to be on a winning team, but better than best is to learn to read and dream. To listen to more of Stephen Cosgrove's stories, visit bookpop.com.